Hour. Programs on WILL are made possible with support from Sinfonia de Camera. Sinfonia, under the musical direction of Ian Hobson, wishes to thank their patrons for 25 wonderful years and invites everyone to a season of beloved classics, rare works, and exciting new pieces. More information is available at 333-6280.
We might get a little rain tonight, otherwise, more sunshine through the weekend, the Labor Day weekend. A few clouds this afternoon, though, ahead of that possibility of rain. Ed Kieser has details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jake. Good morning. The clock is ticking closer to a school boycott in Chicago next week. State Senator James Meek says the boycott will go ahead as planned unless Illinois' governor and top legislative leaders take time to meet this week during the Democratic National Convention. From Denver, Robert Willibor reports.
Meeks is trying to draw attention to school funding disparities. He wants to talk with legislative leaders about a $120 million program to help poor-performing schools. But Governor Rod Blagojevich doesn't know if there's going to be time to still do that this week.
It's extremely difficult from a scheduling standpoint, as you know, in the middle of a Democratic convention, to suddenly sign on to a plan that we haven't even seen yet.
Blagojevich wants Meeks to call off the boycott, but Meeks is demanding forward movement on the issue first.
The boycott is scheduled for September the 2nd. We either have it settled by the weekend or we go forward with the boycott, period.
Meeks is calling on Chicago Public Schools students to skip the first day of school next week and to hold classes in Loop businesses for two other days. At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Robert Wildebohr.
Meanwhile, former state schools chief Ron Gidwitz says he's confident Illinois House and Senate leaders will find time during the Democratic convention to talk with Senator Meeks about school reform, even if the governor is too busy. Governor Rob Blagojevich said yesterday that it would be difficult to schedule a meeting, but Gidwitz says the Democratic leaders of the General Assembly think otherwise.
I do know for a fact that Senator Emo Jones and Speaker Madigan have both said that they had time this week that was important enough to them to make time to meet with Senator Meeks. The governor seems, in spite of the fact that he apparently doesn't have a speaking part or any role to play in the convention different than the rest of these gentlemen, he doesn't seem to be able to find the time.
Gidwitz says he's not involved with Meeks' boycott threat, but he is working with Meeks on the school reform proposal. The $120 million three-year proposal would fund four school clusters in Chicago and downstate. Gidwitz says voters will be willing to spend more on school if they're shown a program that produces real gains in student performance. Gidwitz was in Urbana last night to unveil a poll taken by the conservative group Americans for Prosperity, showing dissatisfaction with Illinois government and the governor among an overwhelming majority of Champaign-Urbana residents. He's the chairman for Americans for Prosperity in Illinois, but says it is not connected with his school proposal. It was all hugs yesterday for Illinois Democrats during a morning delegation breakfast in Denver, but one has to wonder how long it will last. From the convention, Amanda Vinicky reports.
Various pairs of feuding Democrats hugged in reconciliation yesterday, most notably House Speaker Mike Madigan and Governor Rod Blagojevich, who had this to say about the moment.
Look, whenever you hug a guy, you ought to be upbeat about it.
But Blagojevich wasn't sure about whether the hugging spirit will continue in Illinois.
I just wonder if it's the altitude. We'll find out when we get back home.
State Representative John Bradley of Marion says he sure hopes so.
You know, there's significant issues, but heck, you get people together and for a few days, and it's not Camp David.
Maybe not, but Bradley says he's hopeful something good may come out of it. From the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois Comptroller Dan Hines plans to lay off employees and has instituted unpaid days off and a hiring freeze to deal with budget cuts. Hines spokeswoman Carol Knowles says the number of layoffs hasn't been determined, but the office's personnel budget has been reduced by $1 million. Non-union employees making at least $60,000 a year have to take five unpaid furlough days before next June 30th. Indiana's Environmental Management Commissioner says revised water quality rules are taking longer than expected to draft. Commissioner Thomas Easterly says the new rules likely won't be finalized until the middle of next year. He wanted them in place by the end of this year, but he says it's been hard for representatives of industry, municipalities, and environmental groups to agree on the wording. Easterly says his agency will use those rules as a guide when it decides whether to approve wastewater permits for new or expanded industrial operations or to require companies to take greater steps to reduce their pollution discharges. Although the existing rules cover only northern Indiana rivers and streams that are part of the Great Lakes watershed, the new rules will apply to all of the state's waters. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, as we take a look at the weekend, I guess, Labor Day weekend's going to be pretty nice for us here.
Yeah, it certainly will be pretty nice. We're going to have dry weather, so if you have any outdoor activities planned, you'll like the weekend.
It's going to be dry, though, right?
The problem is it's going to be dry. So while we're talking about fantastic weather for outdoor activities, I know there are many farmers out there that are very concerned about their crops, especially the soybean crop, which has not gotten enough water here at a critical time of the season. And unfortunately, in that regard, there's one opportunity for rain. It comes tonight. Some will get some rain, some will not. And those that get the rain, they'll give the crop a little boost. Those that don't, well, the dry spell is going to continue for a while longer yet, because it probably